Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Garrett's hanging out behind the glass, and I just had a little freak out because I was like, can we still play Diddy? I don't know. But this is Notorious B.I.G. Have you watched the documentary yet?
I have not. I don't know if I will. I don't know. I'm.
You should.
Torn. Should I?
You what, should.
What's your reasoning behind not? I'm not judging. I'm just curious.
Time.
Okay.
Oh, well.
That
okay.
Makes sense.
No. That's fine.
I mean, if I'm gonna, there are other things that are above it on the pecking order. I guess you could say.
Well,
I bet my fiance will watch it. I bet she'll watch it.
Do you guys at time like? I have had a lot going on lately. I know we all do, right? But with the kid, with the Falcon season, with the you know, having to find a new vehicle and everything, I've had no time. Like, Mayor Kingstown is in the middle of a new season, and so is Landman. And those are two of my go-to shows. I really love enjoying those shows. And their new seasons are out. I watched the first two episodes of Mayor Kingstown, and I've probably missed the last three or four.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched an episode of Landman yet. And to Garrett's point, I can't sit. It's not. I do have like an hour at night to probably try to watch, but mentally, I just need something that's just, you know, I don't have to think about.
Well, and this one will change your world about with the music we grew up with.
Oh,
so,
wow!
Ooh. Oh, wow!
Yeah, it's one of those. So you definitely,
that's a pill that you might need to swallow. Then I don't know. I might need
to watch
it.
I don't know if you want to. You know, that's probably the wrong verbiage with a Diddy documentary.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Maybe choose your words better.
To go back and see all of that stuff that was going on. So it's very enlightening. But 50 Cent is like doing all this press about the documentary. And he is only going on ABC affiliates and shows. You know why? Because that's what they show in jail. So Diddy is seeing all of it.
That beef is so great.
Petty.
It's so petty.
Oh,
so great.
Mad respect for 50 Cent.
I mean, to figure that out, to make sure you're only going on outlets that Diddy can see you. That's crazy to me.
I almost said no cap.
I know. Well, Dylan's not here, so you can fill in and say no cap.
Yeah, no cap. hey, real quick. I know you got something you want to get to, but really, really quick. I left. That was an omission on my top five Christmas movies.
Mm.
I would probably move The Grinch out and move it to an honorable mention.
Okay.
And have Four Christmases in there somewhere, because Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon is you better not be shaking your head out of disagreement. It's so freaking good. It's hilarious.
It's not The Grinch. It's not The Grinch. You cannot have a top five list without The Grinch.
Well, I just did.
Unacceptable.
The wrestling brothers were just a little bit over the top for me.
Dude, it's and by the way,
ding.
the ode to country music in that movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but they found a way to put Tim McGraw and Dwight Yoakam in the movie. I mean, are you serious?
I know.
But think of the Who's in Whoville, man. Where Are You Christmas? Come on.
Totally two different vibes.
Come on. Four Christmases is literally probably real. There's probably someone that did that at some point. I mean, you know, we're not doing this year, but in the past, with normal holidays, we have to go to two places. If I had to go to four, mm-hmm. I would just travel somewhere. Make up something. I would be gone.
Went to four Thanksgivings.
Oof.
Yeah. They had to go to one that was like at noon, and then they go to another one at like 2:30, and then it's like, I'm like, that's a lot of turkey.
At what time do they go get their stomach pumped from all that food?
No, for real.
It's a long day. I think their last one was on Friday.
Oh, okay. So it's not all in one day.
Yeah, so not all in one day.
Well, that's a little bit. Yeah, I can see that.
It's a little bit better, I guess.
We've done three before.
That's a long day.
We did.
One is a terribly long day.
Yeah.
We did my parents, her parents, and then when Zeno hadn't been here very long, we went to theirs as well. So we did three, and that one's late at night. And that was more of like, give me dessert and, you know, maybe a White Russian or something.
I gotcha.
To wash us down. But we still did went three. That's a long day.
That's still a long day.
Yeah.
Very I think Thanksgiving of all the holidays, like Thanksgiving's not one where you necessarily rest all that much, mm-hmm. I don't think. You lounge, but it's like height. It's like intensity.
But you're still on. You know, you're on all day. Yes.
And the cooking and the timing and everything has to be precise. And it's always kind of a stressful day.
Absolutely.
I always think of The Bear when the TV show on Hulu, The Bear.
Oh, their Christmas.
That's the most Thanksgiving.
Was it Christmas?
I think it was Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Their meals, though.
My heart started racing when I was watching that.
That is, I never finished the third season or started the fourth or whatever, but the intensity of that episode that you're talking about on The Bear, that is like...
I had to pause it a few times.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it was making me so like anxious while just watching it.
It's one of those you cannot put on to relax. Yeah. That's for sure. We are going to play some audio from Raheem Morris and his presser yesterday up at Flowery Branch. I do want to bring up Dale Murphy. I know I was disappointed on Sunday when he did not get into the Hall of Fame. And I threw up a quick emotional post on Twitter. I was like, he's my Hall of Famer, and put my photo up with him. And then I was like, I should probably take that down. This is not Instagram. This is not Facebook. It's Twitter, right? But it's since grown, and it's like my most engaged tweet I've ever had at Allie Mac Radio, if you want to add on. But
wow, shameless plug.
But, I mean, Garrett, you and I were kind of talking about it yesterday. He got 6 votes, so he can remain on the ballot. You have to have at least 5. But for them... He needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
You know what the problem for me is I think Jeff Kent's the only one that got in on the Veterans Committee. Jeff Kent is worthy. This is everything I'm about to say is not a knock on Jeff Kent's career. But so is Dale Bleepin' Murphy, okay? A 2-time MVP. I don't know why Jeff Kent is more worthy than Dale Murphy. And the kicker for all of it is Jeff Kent is allegedly. I'm going to say notorious and allegedly, so I'm covering my bases and don't get sued. One of the worst people to be around. Absolute terrible person to be around as far as the way he was to cover.
Really?
He not a doesn't.
Okay.
Text the hub and see what he thinks about him. But he's notorious for having a bad rep, for not being a great guy. Being kind of a jerk and bad teammate, that kind of stuff. And you have him in, you vote him in, and you have one of the nicest human beings to ever play the sport, and he still can't get in. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, take away all of his Hall of Fame stats. Mm-hmm. It reeks. It reeks. I'll never understand it. So,
well, it felt like there was just such a push for Dale Murphy this year. There's a whole campaign, and I'm hoping the same amount of effort goes into it next year. because he's still going to be on the ballot.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So it just needs to happen.
Yeah. I'm again... How's Jeff Kent get in before him? They could have gave Jeff Kent the sixth vote. It's just I'm starting to lose faith that it happens.
And no, don't lose faith.
And it's disappointing.
How many votes do you need on this committee?
That's a good question.
12?
Is it 12? So and I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, so I'm trying to think of how close he actually is. Because he stays on the ballot.
Well, it sounds like he's halfway there.
Sounds like. I mean, at 12. I mean, if 12's the number. I'm just trying to think. Because I know when you get the standard process, right, you have to have like a certain percentage of it or something like that. And then some people make it. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes nobody makes it. I mean, and that's just kind of how it falls. So it's like I'm trying to think of if they're going to do another big push like they did this year. It has to come down to how close you actually are.
Yeah, so Jeff Kent got 14 of the 16 votes possible. You only need 12.
So he's halfway there.
I just don't know how Jeff Kent is 8 votes better than Del Murphy. I'm not knocking. I watched Jeff Kent play. I know what he is as a player. He's not 8 votes better than Del Murphy. I'll tell you that much. I watched both of them play. I might be a little biased, but...
Well, then it just gives you more reason next year to help with the cause, Bo.
Well, I mean, can I get
a vote?
Who's
voting on it? Who's voting?
They're probably writers.
The Writers Association?
It's still the writers, so it's the same group of people. It's just, man, I don't get it.
Don't get me started.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Let's move on to Flowery Branch. Garrett, you were up there yesterday, and Raheem Morris was talking about something we've covered today, the third down conversions and how it's about player execution.
You always got to talk about execution on third down, and then you got to execute at a high level. You know, we had the first third down of the game was great. Bijan ran a great, magnificent route. We threw the ball to him. He caught it and ran with it. The next execution, we didn't execute the protection the right way. We still get the ball up there. We get an opportunity ball. We got to come down with that. You know, the next one, we get an opportunity to get the ball out there, and we drop it. We got other opportunities in the game with drops. And then once you got into the second half, man, it really got out of whack. You got those third and really long ones that you don't want, and that's when it really gets bad for you. But it is definitely down to execution. It's definitely down to that dog making that dog play. And we didn't get it done yesterday.
And look, I'm not – I know you can make a a conversation or an argument about play calling, and I'm not going to, you know, go against that because I do think there has been an issue at times with play calling and some stubbornness, but there's no doubt that there have been moments where you've put guys up to bat to make plays and they haven't made it. You mentioned earlier, I talked about my good, the bad, and the ugly, and my bad was contested catches of this receiving core. With Drake London out, with Drake London in, the probability rate of making a contested catch is like 85%. And without him on the field, it's like 5%. That's a problem. And I'm being facetious. I don't know about those numbers. I just made all that up as I'm going to prove a point that there is no one I trust to make a contested catch on this roster other than the guy wearing number 5. Bijan, too. Mm-hmm. But Bijan...
Not contested catches.
Well, yeah. Don't you remember when he climbed the ladder on that one-handed catch and the guy was draped all over him? That's a contested catch. And I know what you mean. But the problem is, Gary, and I think what you're probably trying to say and what I'm saying is the same thing. Those aren't the routes he normally runs. He has ran them, but they're not normally the routes he runs. But I mentioned it. Pitts, the first possession, the third down, has a chance for a climb-the-ladder contested catch. Nothing. Mooney on a fourth down, nothing. David Sills, I believe it was a second down opportunity, nothing. They don't make contested catches. If you don't create, if you can't, you got to do one of two things as a receiver. Either create separation or at least know, when I put you at the bat, I know that you're going to make that contested catch. If you're not doing either one, then why are you on the field? Why are you on the roster? And I know why. But the reality is that they're not doing these things. And that is that's what Raheem's talking about. Well, you got to make these plays. At some point in time, I have to be able to put these guys out here and put them up the bat and know that they're going to win. And they're not doing it. You can argue that some of that's on coaching. I'm not going to sit here and disagree, but it's not 100% on coaching. It's not. It's just not.
At some point, you got to make a play. Make the great play.
Do we have any update on Drake's status?
Yesterday they did not practice.
Right, and it was estimated that he would not have participated.
Yes.
Raheem said he was day-to-day.
I believe he plays.
I think he's going to play. I don't think he played. I think there is a chance that he could have played on Sunday, mm-hmm. and I'm not going off any insider information here. This is my own speculation. I believe that there is a very good chance that he could have played if he would have had a full week off. Then he would have been able to play. With the short week, I would rather him play against Tampa than against Seattle, because then he could ramp up and he could play the rest of the year and he doesn't have to play a game, sit out, and then play a game.
Right.
So I think that if they were playing on Sunday this week, I think he would have played last week or maybe at least attempted to suit up or something like that. But I do think, I'm with Bo, I do have a pretty good feeling. Again, just a feeling mm-hmm. that he's going to play.
I believe wholeheartedly he would have played if he had a week off. I don't have any side information either, but based on everything Raheem talks about with his whole week-to-week and day-to-day thing, we all know what that means by now. If you don't, well, text me, I'll tell you, or tweet me.
Week-to-week, they're not going to play. Day-to-day, they are going to play.
Week-to-week means you're out. You're done. Yeah. Brandon Dorlus is in that same category.
But Raheem's wording was very deliberate last week with, we're going to let the player play when it's safe. And to me, they didn't think it was safe for him to play on Sunday and turn around and play on Thursday. Okay. And that's what they were wanting if they brought him back, which makes a lot of sense. I understand Garrett's point about, I'd rather them play against Tampa than Seattle. I think it's 6-1 way, half a dozen the other. Because if you lost either game, you were going to be eliminated from the playoffs. And they did. But that being said, I know the point is extremely valid that Garrett made about that way he's ready for he's there for the rest of the season. And I agree with that. Yeah. And I think that's where that's what they're doing, because their jobs might be on the line and they might be, but they're still doing the right thing by the players.
And Garrett, you're going back up there today?
I will be up there. I'm heading straight to Flower Branch.
All right.
So we'll be talking to Marquise Williams and Zach Robinson and everybody else.
All right.
Jeff Ulbrich.
Bring that audio back for us tomorrow.
Oh boy. We'll have some fun.
This segment is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at any Georgia's 13 locations. Coming up, we're going to get back into college football playoff matchups, and we've got a life of squid.
There's an update on Shedeur Sanders' status with the Browns. Well, it came out yesterday. And there's hypocrisy tied to it by some talking heads. I'm going to talk about it next. Morning Shift Sports Radio, 910 on the game. And?
The Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.